Okay, so Patrimalp is an IDEX project from University and Savoie Mont Blanc University. IDEX is a French government program to stimulate a local research project. So in this project, Patrimalp, we built a platform to share data and information about conservation and preservation of West Alpine cultural heritage, and all the data are produced by Grenoble Alpes University and Savoie Mont Blanc University. I don't know what it's not going well, but anyway, maybe I try to reduce it a little bit, sorry. To realize this cross-disciplinary project, multiple scientific domains are involved, like history of art, archaeology, material science, geoscience, restoration and conservation, computing science, and geography. Our subject of study is various artifacts of West Alpine region. And for this artifact, we want to produce common story with evolution across time, environment, and context. To do this, we first need to represent object itself, its composition elements, its different extent, and we choose semantic web technology to share all this information that we need and to obtain this common story. So we share material resources, manufacturing process, alteration, and life cycle of objects. Okay. I don't know what's happened with my screen, but okay, this one. Currently, we are working on two rock sites, one near Bessan, Le Rocher du Château, and the other one near Chambéry, Trou de la Fécla. And for archaeologists and physico-chemistry point of view, when you study a schematic rock, we need to make observation about this rock by using instrument to analyze it and by using pigmentotech to compare it to the pigment that we had already stored and analyze. For computer scientists' point of view, the first thing is to obtain multiple raw data files in different format and from the different multiple instruments. And second, we need to analyze this data. Third, we need to build the metadata and find relations between different metadata description that we have already have. And fourth, publish it into the web of data portal. To make this metadata and data interoperable, the first level of interoperability is to give by the standard and norm as because they are formal, non-ambiguous, machine and extendable. But this is not enough if we want to have semantic interoperability. For that, we need to use ontology because ontology provides all the conceptualization of the scientific domain. So the functional architecture that we built is composed of three parts. First, the conceptual data model and the metadata constitutes the RDF graph. Second, some elements of the conceptual data model and metadata are indexed by standard and norm and by ontology. This constitutes also a part of the RDF graph. And the last part of the application is an interface of semantic web application, which allows the user to make some query the query are made for thematic, for data producer, for keywords of ontology and standard, spatial and temporal criteria, and also variable of the conceptual data model. To modelize all these specific models of the different thematic are linked to a common data model. Because this common model is follow a parrotwood approach, because as I mentioned in my first slide, we want to understand the object itself. So the parrotwood approach is completely appropriate for that. The parrotwood approach modeling the composition of the object with the part-all relation and spatial relation. The seven cases of a wall part relation that we define are based on a five relation based on Winston taxonomy plus two additional relation. This model is explained in more detail in ASWC 2020. So thank you so much for your attention. You have some information of the system into the website.